Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
It's a Monday.
Get out of bed, motherfuckers. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, wearing a white t-shirt for the first time in my life. I'm turning the corner. I've turned the page, as they say.
You got full cholo.
Welcome
to the shirt would be to his knees.
Welcome to the show. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, back on the Real Ass Podcast. Monday show. First show of the month, which I'm very excited about, because that means we get to give away a piece of merch. Wow. Wow, one lucky motherfucker is getting a free piece of merch for throwing a review to us on iTunes. Good or bad, you're getting a piece of merch, babe. But boy, I hope it's bad this month. We haven't had a bad review in a while. Why? Because it's the fucking best podcast in the world. Period. Undeniable. Volume of laughs per show, not as much as others. Laughs per week, we're up there. Three shows per week, DSG.
That's a lot.
How many shows do you have today?
It's a lot of shows.
Today I have three podcasts.
All here?
This is like more of your topical news morning one, right?
This is the straight up.
Yeah, straight up.
Serious news show.
Serious news show.
This is serious news. We are fucking.
I've done everyone except for the MMA one, I think.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. You did the old MMA one back in the day, hammer fisting, for sure.
Oh, really? Okay.
DSJ, come on, baby boy.
I don't know enough. I didn't know about enough about MMA. I still don't know compared to you. But
newly married, Dan St. Germain is here. We're going to talk about that. Newly married. Look at that. I should have remembered that. Also, very happy to have back on the show one of the new fucking favorites of the fans, okay? They love you. They want to fucking lick your toes. Chloe LaBranch is back on the show.
Thank you.
That's fucking incredible. Chloe, they love you. Have you noticed your fan base is fucking pumped up as soon as you come on? Every time you come on the Real Ass Podcast, come on.
Yeah,
it's a new thing.
So they get a lot of followers.
They call me the East Coast Rogan.
Do they?
I have the Rogan effect, I love as they say.
You got the East Coast Rogan.
Yeah.
Crown. Crown. Placed on top of your
head. What are you going to do? We're out here. We're telling the news. We're fucking shadow banning our friends.
Yeah.
You know? That's how important
I am. Getting fat comics in the MMA.
Hell yeah.
That's what Rogan did.
That's what I'm going to do. Zach D'Amico, international superstar to my right. What's up, baby boy?
I'm feeling good, baby. I want to get a running bet going. How long before that shirt has coffee on it?
The shirt already has coffee on it, Zach. Talking about. The reason I'm wearing this shirt is because I have no other extra large t-shirts left in my drawer. I could not get up this morning and go pick up my laundry. It was too fucking cold, and I do drop-off laundry. I don't do my own laundry.
Disgusting. Yeah, I don't do it either.
I can't do laundry. That's like the amount of time it takes to do laundry. What are you doing with your life? Let me say this to anybody who does their own laundry, okay? Think about it. This is actually, you can cut the music, Shannon. It's fine, because it is making me sad. You're right. It is making me, it's bringing me down. I thought I was going to be like, turn the page.
No, that's the end of the night song.
I never listen to lyrics. I'm sure it's sad.
But I like what was on the last page.
So, what was I just talking about? I'm high.
Getting your laundry done.
Thank you. Here's why getting your laundry sucks, okay? Or if you do your own laundry, it sucks. And this is why it's symbolic that your life is not what you want it to be, okay? Because if you have the fucking 3 hours that it takes to do laundry, fold it, 3.5 maybe, and that's what's going on in your life. Like, that time in your life, you have the time to fucking do that. It means that you don't have shit going on enough in your life.
Yeah, there's no place to put a laptop in a laundromat.
Nope.
Oh, you gotta have in-unit.
You got what you're saying?
You have to have it in your apartment, and then you can do your own laundry.
Well, then that technically means you've turned a corner. Technically,
yeah, you're a different class of person.
Then you're allowed to do your
own
laundry.
You've turned the page. Yeah. You've turned the page in terms of life, and you can do your own laundry if you have a nice washer dryer in your apartment. But that's not really true because there's garbage people right now that are sitting in Detroit in their shit homes that they bought for $30,
and they have a
washer dryer. That's, we're not talking about you. We're talking about people in New York City. Okay, yeah. Laundry. If you have laundry in your apartment in New York City, you're like, okay, this guy's a fucking pimp.
Yeah,
you have laundry in your apartment. Mm-hmm. This guy's a pimp.
I moved last night.
You moved last night.
Yeah, should I tell everyone my address?
Where is it?
I'm gonna go with no.
This is it. You've upgraded.
Yes.
This is incredible. Williamsburg. Uh-huh. Very fucking cool, Chloe LaGrange.
Thank you so much.
Can you give us a clue? Can you give us a little clues each time you come on? Like one clue as to where they can find you. And then eventually, if somebody's motivated enough to go through every episode of the Real Ass Podcast and figure out your address,
we'll never hear from her again.
I mean, they deserve you. That's what I say.
It's like Serial in reverse.
It's like I'm just chasing the murderers. I have a friend who got ghosted by a rapist, actually.
Ghosted by a rapist?
Yeah.
What do you mean? He pulled the condom off before?
No, he was like raping everybody, and then he was just ghosting her.
Whoa.
So that's a low blow.
That's crazy. He was raping.
Of your friend group or women online?
Just women in general.
Wow. That's
sorry.
Fucking, that
too
guy's almost, he's up for Real Ass Dude of the Week. the women want him, huh?
No. Nobody wanted him except for this one girl wanted him, but he didn't want her. Like he was like
irony.
Taking advantage of other girls, but he just wouldn't even call her.
Guys, that's irony.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like leaving a Weinstein meeting with a handshake. You know?
Yeah.
There's issues with the soundboard, by the way, lately, guys. Don't know me, Nate. Don't know me, Nate. Don't know me. Thank you.
I'm not knowing you. I'm saying
you're knowing
what?
Me.
What is
no,
the
you're
issue?
Knowing me.
Can you?
I'm sorry. Don't deny me. Deny me, Nate.
Describe the issue.
It's when I went to go bomb, explode out of my brain. It fucking was, you know, halfway through, it cut off. That was fine now, but the first time it should have been, you know. And also, did we make Zach a less than Zach Attack drop?
I'm working on it. I believe it's going to be Zackle Snake, no?
Yeah,
Zackle Snake. I like that. But you have to understand, like, fucking get it done. Because I'm not going to be accused of keeping Zach back. I'm pushing Zach forward, Bibba boy.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, uphill. We're both having trouble.
Oh, I want
here.
That to be your punishment in hell so bad, is you're constantly having to push me up a hill.
I carry you on my back, literally. God damn it. Listen.
You know when there was only one set of unfunny footprints?
Yes. That's what you were carrying. Yeah, that would have been a great Zackle Snake right there. Right there, you would have crushed it. It would have been really good. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. A lot to talk about. But first, let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's get the week moving, baby boys. Dancing Jermaine, what do you have to plug? What do you got coming
up?
Oh, man. This is the most dedicated audience in all of comedy, the Real Ass Podcast audience. All
right.
Go out and see these guys live.
See.
Show up. Let Dancing Jermaine know that you came to see him because you heard him on this show. Also, do it during a set.
Yeah, do it during the set. Just ruin the set.
Yeah, his opening joke.
It's fine. I mean, I'm going to be at Yuck Yucks in Vancouver this weekend, Thursday through Saturday, and I'm doing like a Comedy Central taping in August. Tuesday. Next Tuesday, December 9th, I think, and then I'm at a Philly Punchline next Friday, and Niagara Mont Inn in Massachusetts next Saturday.
Marriage has destroyed the brain of Dan St. Germain. We're going to get to the bottom of this on today's show. Should you get married? Should you not get married? Dan St. Germain, all signs are pointing to no, because he could speak the last time he was on the show. It's interesting. Chloe LaBranche.
I'm going to be in Vancouver. And then Philly Punchline.
Oh, yeah.
Egremont.
It's like Kaiser Soze thing where you're the guy stalking.
You can follow me on Instagram at Chloe LaBranche and listen to my podcast.
Oh, and they will.
The Chloe Show.
The Chloe Show. Listen to me. Go fucking follow Chloe around her neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And if you can.
The Gram Stop.
The Gram Stop. One episode. All right, good. That's the clue. Write it down, Shannon.
Great neighborhood. I used to live there.
Tell people where you live, Chloe.
where we cut it in post.
I'm not editing this later when you come back and you're like, hey, listen, it's kind of a problem. There's people waiting outside of the Gram. Is that for me?
Oh.
Yeah. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics watching horror movies. And check out Capital Wrestling every Saturday morning here on the Gas Digital Network at 11 a.m. We return to Brooklyn December the 28th. Be on the lookout. I think right now we got to deal up 2 tickets for 20.
Wow. Do that, please. Support Zach Amico. Support Capital Wrestling. Love the Capital Wrestling show. It's awesome. It reminds me of just like being a kid and watching Saturday morning wrestling. It was, what was it, Superstars? Or
yeah.
Dude, it's just really fun. And it's a great production. And there's a bunch of people from the Gas Digital Network that are involved as well, with a bunch of amazing wrestlers, really talented wrestlers. So go check that out. I got a lot of stuff coming up, guys. As you know, right now on tour. Kicks off this Thursday night, Kalamazoo, Michigan, me and Kurt Metzger. Then Friday, we go to Detroit, Michigan. Then... Where are we heading next? I'll be at Bananas Comedy Club December 13th and 14th in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. Los Angeles, California at the Comedy Store. New Year's Eve with the Legion of Skanks. San Diego, California with Metzger the 2nd through 4th of January. Philadelphia the 17th, 18th, and 19th of January. Boston with Metzger the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Then Manchester, Connecticut. Albany, Syracuse. Buffalo. Cleveland, Ohio. Fort Wayne, Indiana. Indianapolis, Indiana. Arlington, Winnipeg, where else? I mean, the tour keeps fucking going. What else? San Francisco, Sacramento. Holy shit, guys. We ain't fucking around, guys. Look, go to LuisJGomez.com. Grab your tickets for any of those dates. Most of them, it's me and Metzger. Some of them, it's just myself. Also, as you know, Legion of Skanks presents Skankfest South. We ain't fucking around. Skankfest is coming to Houston March 27th or 29th. It's going to be the number one party in the world. We don't fuck around. If you've been to Dish, you've been to Skankfest.
I've been to Skankfest. I wasn't this past year, but I heard it was great.
It's fucking the best. It gets better and better every year that we do it. The lineup that we have this year is the best lineup we've ever fucking had. And this is going to Houston. We are flying out.
L.A. A lot more L.A.
Dude, L.A., New York. We are bringing out the best comics from both scenes. We have a bunch of comics that are coming in from Houston and the South as well. We're going to have over 100 of the best comedians, 20 live podcasts, specialty shows, music, partying. It's Skankfest in fucking Texas. I'm telling you right now, the shows that we have planned, the surprises that we have planned are going to blow people's fucking minds. Don't wait. Don't fuck around. We're releasing the tickets earlier than we normally would in time for Christmas. This is your Christmas gift right now, okay?
Right.
December 9th, skankfest.net. That's when they go on sale. December 9th, skankfest.net. That's when we are also releasing a big chunk of the lineup as well. It's going to be the best time you'll ever have in your entire life, so do not wait to grab those tickets. It's going to be 3 full days. You can grab individual day passes or all access passes. And right now, go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. 1 reviewer every month, we give a free piece of merch, and we're going to do that right now. Here we go. Holy shit. The winner, Jamco Presents is the winner of a free piece of merch via podcastmerch.com. You grab all your podcast merch from podcastmerch.com this holiday season. Not only the Gas Digital Network, but Chip Chipperson merch, Tuesdays with Stories merch. So many amazing brands that are signing up right now for podcastmerch.com. What did the Jamco have to say about us, Shannon?
The title is I've Been Groomed. It's a 5-star review. And it says, my affinity for this podcast is based in Stockholm Syndrome. I hate it. Luis J. Gomez is a terrible orator. Zach Amico audibly smells.
Yes.
I've never once enjoyed one single moment of the podcast. With that said, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, too, I get excited to listen to this podcast live. The only logic I can find for how excited I am to get to listen to something so terrible is that I love my abuser, Luis J. Gomez.
Thank you. Thank you, you little cuck bitch. That's right. You're a terrible orator. The fuck up. I hear you laughing in the booth. We need better soundproofing. I can't listen to the sounds of my employees mockingly laughing me.
That guy had some points.
Don't cross me. Great show planned today. I'm choreographing my drops now, guys. I don't know if you noticed. I'm awesome. I don't give a fuck what anybody says about me. Suck a fucking dick, haters. He drinking the Haterade.
It's just funny watching you go from like vigilante to like then just normal radio transitions. You're like, go fuck yourself. All right, coming up.
Coming up at 2.
Soul Asylum.
All right, look. Some fun stuff planned. First, we got to talk about a couple things here. Number one, being married. DSG, what's going on here? Why'd you do it?
Why'd you do it? I did it because I loved her, and I still love her. I loved her.
She died.
Doing an E! True Hollywood story. No, I mean, marriage was great. The wedding was awesome. But, you know, it's just, I think the holidays just suck when you get older. You just have to, like. Like, I remember, I thought about this last night. And I was like, remember when we were, when I was in, like, grammar school, if I was looking with my mom and dad or my, I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. If I was with my mom and dad or any of that shit, that, and I was, like, bitching or something around the holidays, it'd be like, you know, some people spend holidays alone, you know, and they have nobody. And they don't and I realize now, like, that's the dream the whole time.
Is to have nobody.
Was just to have nobody.
There's a freedom.
Yes. I'd rather, like, sleep under a bridge than listen to a story about a craft fair for fucking 2 hours.
Yeah, and I understand that as well. And I sort of have that. I'm torn. Okay, I'm torn.
Yeah.
Because I feel like having the freedom of having nobody to care about or having a minimal group of people to care about, it makes you like, okay, good. If anybody dies, if anybody fucking, you know, whatever happens.
Right.
I get to, at the very least, I'm not dealing with that sort of pain of loss. So the drama that comes with having real relationships with people, like, you sort of give all that up. But then, you know, as you get a little bit older, you're like, God damn it, dude. There's just certain nights where you're like, I'm literally alone in the world. There's like, if three people died right now, I would have nobody in the world.
Ted Alexandro has that bit where he's like, being single during the day is great. The only time is like when you're sitting in bed at night and you're like, oof.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So that was it. So you're just, it's not even real love. It is you or sort of have a fear of being alone, and she was the best one.
Yeah. No, she's, I'm very much in love. But yeah, it's been just, it's been good. It's just been busy. We got to get a new apartment, and that's a pain in the fucking ass. We had to do it like a week after our wedding.
Oh, really?
So, and then like the whole apartment was getting worked on, so we were like at like a hotel for a couple days. Like it was like,
that's kind of fun because you get to do anal.
That's true. We didn't.
It's a new show. It's the number one news show.
I think I was sick the whole
time.
Number
one news podcast in the world.
Yeah.
We get number one news podcast in the world. And we get to do anal. I'll do it. I'll do anal at the end of the show, by myself. But no, I didn't. I was sick for that.
I love how he saved it because Chloe felt very threatened and raped. You see Chloe's face. She went, "Whoa, who is he talking about?" And then DSG saved it. He said he'll do anal on himself.
On himself,
which is very good. Yeah. I like it.
2019, man. I'm really woke.
Yeah, you're DSG. Look, you're a great dude. Good for you. I say good for you. You have a girl that's too hot for you.
It worked out all right.
That's the thing, and I think that's another part of it, which you can't say. You can't say, look, I found a chick who was like, I'm probably not going to get a hotter one.
You got to know when to hold him. But it does. There's a certain age where it's I rewatched that music video. That music video is the best music video ever. It's just him taking his jacket off and sitting at a poker table and putting his feet up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's true. 100%.
Well, it's not even just that she's beautiful, but also that I'm sure, and I don't know, but let's just, if she's really cool, like legitimately like a fucking great chick, you're like, all right, this smoking hot chick, really cool. You're like, all right, well, fuck it. I guess if I'm going to tap out at one point, because some bitch is going to make me tap out.
Right.
Some,
or you
and
tap
it's
going to
end up being
out.
A worse chick. Because here's the other thing, women, you can, it's just, human beings are, it's all sales, right? So human beings can be whittled down and they can be sold on almost anything. There's a path to sell somebody any product or anything or any idea.
Yeah.
If the right person does it and if they understand how to finagle through that. I used to teach this to salespeople. I was like, you could literally sell anything to anybody if you understood the right words and the right way to sort of finagle there.
Yeah.
So some chick is going to fucking whittle you down eventually and get you to marry her.
I think life does.
Yeah. Well, that's one day you look at life and you're like, fuck, dude, I'm alone. No, right. I have nothing. I have nobody to share.
I know people who
with.
Are like dating in their 60s, and I'm like, oof, that sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Ralph.
No, Ralph is fucking now. Ralph showed up the other day with a chick to a comedy club who we, this is Ralph's game. Ralph is brilliant, by the way. Ralph is brilliant. This is, and I got to give him,
I own all these guys.
I got to give him credit because he fucking, the game he plays, I'm not going to say the chick he's on a date with, but he showed up the other night with this chick who is a fucking legitimate smoke show.
Yeah.
And not even one of these fucking Russian retards that I assume Ralph's buying a hooker and not. I believe that Ralph buys hookers regularly and doesn't tell us they're hookers. And he just shows up at parties with them. And then he's like, look, I met this girl on Instagram.
Yeah, it was really easy.
Yeah, she doesn't speak English. I messaged her 800 roses. So this chick, and I know Ralph plays this game. We did a podcast with her years ago. I don't even know how many years ago, and I won't even specify, but we did a podcast with this chick, and she's a smoke show. She was a cool chick, too. Like, you know, good head on her shoulders, but fucking smoke show. Crazy body, hot face. And Ralph has been talking about trying to go out with this girl for the whole time. And he just feels like, yeah, I'm supposed to go out with her this date. Oh, it got canceled. This, I'm like, just give up. She's not interested. There's that book. He's just not that into you. Well, if there was a book she's just not that into, I'm sure there is, yeah, this would be chapter 3. She keeps on canceling dates with you, you giant fucking monster. Give up. She's out of your league, okay? Your money can't buy everything. No. Chapter 5. It's just written directly.
Ralph just gets stood up. He's got a towel on his head and Bugs Bunny's doing his nails.
All right, fuck it. No, hold on. Sorry. There we go.
Zack attack.
Pew pew.
But what Ralph does is, Ralph, he goes after tens and only tens, and he lays out this foundational work with them over and over again.
Yeah, right?
And he plays the numbers once again. Sales are happening all around.
He's like, you want to have your own podcast?
That's my game. Don't you ever try to take that away from me? All right.
Chapter 8's the Gomez method.
What he does is he plays the numbers and he goes, it's like going after like really, like in sales. It really is. Like if you just ask everybody if you're trying to fucking sell $1 million houses and you just fucking play the numbers, there's a ratio of people that are going to buy that $1 million house from you. It's one out of however many, and it's your job to make the ratios more and more in your favor. You could, you know, tweak little things and change that. But this is why sales are absolute. This is why you know, companies are built off of having really good salespeople. So Ralph uses straight up meat and potatoes fucking sales to bang tens. And he just always has these nets going out to new chicks just regularly, just fucking sort of throwing them out. No emotion. Not getting offended when they say no. What do I say? Every no gets you closer to a yes. He goes, cool. Mm-hmm. Say no. I get it. So another, some more 10 pussies coming up because you just said no. I'm legitimately closer to getting a hotter chick. He uses sales methods to fuck unbelievably beautiful women.
Yeah. My favorite Ralph technique is when he knows he's not going to spend time somewhere because he's on a date, but he knows a bunch of people will be somewhere that know him. And he'll just be like, just stopping in to say hi, guys. Because he realizes like we all went out to dinner, like 20 of us.
Yeah.
We went across the street from here. Ralph goes, I'm going to stop in real quick because he was with a fucking super hot chick. Walked around, everybody went, hey, Ralph.
Yeah.
And he went, see, they all work for me, and walked her back out.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And that's, he gets all of the accolades and all of the he's the man without any of the, if he sat down with that chick, also making fun of him for being a fucking Frankenstein monster, whispering that this girl's probably a Russian whore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he wanted to introduce her to her coworkers.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that ever.
Yeah, you know what?
No, to her coworkers, because he's paying her.
Wait, say that again?
That's why he brings her to dinner to meet all you guys, because you guys are going to be her coworkers.
Because we all work for Ralph.
She works for Ralph.
Oh, I get it.
Because he's
all
paying
right,
her.
I get it.
Sorry.
He does the Grandpa Simpson thing where he goes he just goes right out.
Chloe, can you point that mic like to your face, please? Thank you.
Shannon, that wasn't the problem with that joke.
Yeah, it wasn't a joke.
I think that was the problem. It's just said Mike.
Science.
There we go. She's back on the board. So I can't hate on Ralph's method because Ralph, it works for him. And I respect it. And every guy should look at that.
And it does work, but then eventually one day there will be no one to tell them that he needs an extra long coffin. And they're going to have to chop his feet off.
Yeah.
Because no one loves him.
What was that? That was an episode of Tales from the Crypt?
Was that?
Yeah. Well, that was a real mortuary got caught doing it and not telling people.
Oh, that's
because they only had like 6 foot. Like Ralph can't get a regular ambulance. Like if he has to call and get like an extra person ambulance.
Wow. They strap him to the top.
Did you see the Irishman this weekend?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, so that's why I'm thinking about caskets.
Did you you saw the Irishman?
Yeah. I fucking fell asleep exactly when it got interesting and I had to restart it.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's great.
I loved it. It's what you want.
Kinda. Like it's different than good. He almost like He kind of de-glorifies a lot of the Goodfellas.
It feels he's almost like remorseful for Goodfellas and Casino.
Yeah.
And he wants to show how these people's lives actually end.
Okay, right. Oh, that's interesting.
There's a few things that the de-aging just can't undo.
Yeah.
They all have old man ears, which bothered me. So they all have young faces with these giant ears.
Right.
And then.
That's true.
Most of it's really good. But
and
De Niro
also the way
beats
De Niro
up,
holding a camera and beating people up now is hilarious.
Him beating up, like some guy pisses off his daughter, and he's supposed to be in his 30s, and he goes to beat up this kid at a store, and it is the most old man beating, but with a young face, and he's just throwing old man like low kicks.
Oh, it looks pretty good. I mean, yeah, I guess it's also when it's actually they're actually moving is probably a little different. I haven't seen it. My problem is I can't get excited for straight to Netflix movies. It makes me feel like they're straight to DVD releases. It makes me feel like they're less quality, even though I know technically they're not. But there was the same thing with the Eddie Murphy movie that just came out,
which was excellent.
That's what I heard. It was in the theaters for a couple. They're doing this thing where it's in the theaters for a couple weeks and then it comes out.
Well, that's because to get nominated for an Oscar, you need so long of a theatrical.
I heard the Eddie Murphy movie is like the best movie of the year.
Did you like Man on the Moon? The Andy Kaufman movie?
Yeah.
Ed Wood, People vs.
I'm trying to remember if I saw it or not.
The guys that wrote that wrote this.
I love Ed Wood. Ed Wood's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Ed Wood's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of difficult. Netflix, whatever they're doing well. It's great, but there's something about a movie being released in the movie theater, going to see it. It's new, it's exciting, and the straight-to-Netflix movies just sort of pale in comparison. I'm going to watch The Irishman. I will watch it.
I would have liked if it had been, and this sounds stupid, I almost wanted it to be like volume one and volume two. Like 3.5 hours is just a lot to do in one sitting.
Yeah, well, that's a beautiful part about Netflix, though, is you don't have to. You know?
But I just wish there was a time, like an intermission or something, that logically in the story made sense to take a break.
Zach, I mean, just fucking press pause. Go take a shit. You're cool. That's the one benefit you're talking about is it being a Netflix movie is you can just stop it and fucking, it doesn't matter, get a blowjob in the middle of it. There's somebody there judging you. You know?
Yeah.
Thanks, Chloe.
You can do anal by yourself.
Nobody's going to judge you if you got a dildo in your ass, I guess.
Yeah,
you're
dildo.
Just watching
dildo,
the Irishman through your legs as you...
Softly,
you're jerking
slow
off,
still doing
while dildoing your asshole.
Ray Romano's a good actor.
So yeah, that's the benefit. I get it. I'm with you. Sorry. So how was everyone's holiday so far? Good. Chloe, how was your Thanksgiving? What'd you do?
It was good. I moved into my new apartment.
That was what you spent doing on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, so if you take a right out of the subway.
I like you guys. Write the clues down, because here's the reason why. Chloe's genuinely funny, and I know that those are real clues. I'm not lying. I know. There's something funnier about making it real.
Yeah, I'm not well.
Yeah, I know. It's funnier than it's real, and as like a comedian wouldn't give a fake detail because...
No comedian would give a fake phone number.
Yeah, it's so much funnier.
Yeah.
It's so much funnier. The fact that if you go to the Graham stop in Williamsburg and take a ride into the subway, you are one step closer to Chloe Lynch.
Yeah, I think that was like too much information, but my social security number is 09.
Very good. I was hanging out with my son yesterday all day. Shitty fucking day. It was supposed to snow.
Yeah.
When they say it's going to snow, you're like, all right, that's kind of fun. I got a kid. We'll go out. We'll, build a snowman.
Right.
You know, throw some snowballs around, sleigh ride, whatever it is. That was the whole plan yesterday.
It wasn't fun snow, though.
It was not fun snow. Snowed for like an hour. Big fucking, we're like, all right, looking good. I was like, holy shit, it's going to be crazy. Then turned to sleet and ice, and then just freezing cold rain. So I still tried to sleigh ride with him. I just pushed him down the hill.
Do you have fun?
No, I was crying. It was a fucking nightmare, dude. It was freezing rain. And he was going down it wasn't even, there's no grass. It was a concrete hill. He was just sliding on.
Oh, that's just child abuse.
Yeah. It's like the closest you can get to hitting your kids these days.
Yeah, there was no snowballs to throw. I had to actually throw rocks. I was throwing rocks at my child as he ran and called for help.
CPS shows up. End of play date.
Yeah.
I feel like New York snow in general is idealized because even when it's a good snow, it doesn't stay good.
Yeah, there's mounds of shit that we live on top of.
Yeah, like it just rides doesn't whenever stay water good. Comes. You get like an hour of fun stuff.
Yeah, and then like dogs come out and they start pissing in it and shitting in it. And like,
no, it's like a big story in like the Midwest or something. If like, oh, somebody buys a home and there was a body buried in the backyard. In New York, every time they're like installing a new building, they're like, oh, we found 400 bodies here.
They're like, from, oh, like, look at this. We found, we
ground's
found
gone sour.
We found 600 infant skeletons below this bank.
And because it's like from 1830, they can't say anything. They're like, well, it was crazy in the 1800s, am I right?
Out this target used to be a church, and we found 1,300 child carcasses that were definitely sexually abused, and they couldn't keep a secret.
You guys wanted a new Krispy Kreme?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine what's under the fucking Vatican? That's
oh,
gotta
my
be.
God.
Jesus Christ. It's like the end of Poltergeist.
Yeah. I mean, dude, everything before, like, you know, 60 years ago, it's just a fucking nightmare. Like... There's no technology, no way to call for help. There's no other. Like now, like children, at least there's like the internet. I'll tell you right now, the one positive thing about the internet, because I think it holds a lot of evils and it's a cause of a lot of problems. But at least, you know, I wouldn't fuck a kid now. Not these days. You ain't getting away with it.
I think if you like.
1983, you could fucking.
If you want to fuck a kid. Like,
if you want to fuck a child.
I have heard. Like Greg Stone has that story about like a pedophile like just didn't act on it his whole life, so I guess there are those people.
Wait, Greg Stone's a pedophile that didn't act.
No. He has a story about meeting it. I don't want that to come back to me.
Saying no. And
no.
Find a moment where he said yes, and just seriously yes.
Don't fuck with me, Shannon. Please,
Shannon. I really mean this.
I have a few friendships.
100% We need to edit him saying when he says no. Just a moment where he says yes. We got to get him to say yes at one point.
No,
you better not say yes, DSG. No, you better not say yes at this podcast, or you're in real
Smash
trouble.
Greg Stone, Anthony DeVito in a sailor suit with a lollipop tied up.
He's a good guy.
If you want to fuck a child, just be named Greg Stone.
But I guess like he was a nurse and he met someone who was a pedophile in the neck. But a lot of the times I think like if you're a pedophile, you know, they're like, oh, well, I guess I'm getting hung in a jail cell.
Yeah, but I mean, in 1983, you know, all you have to do, there's no forensic evidence. I mean, there is, but it's just not the same way it is today. So like, all right,
yeah.
Worst case scenario, you murder this child.
Oh.
You know?
Right.
Best case scenario, you find a weak child that, you know, would maybe not want to tell anybody.
Right.
Or you forge a relationship with them. The problem is now.
What I love about this podcast is it's informative.
Yeah, it's a new show.
Yeah.
Technically, worst case scenario is you killed John Walsh's kid. And you start fucking up for everybody.
Yeah, you're in prison and all these other murderers are like, hey, motherfucker.
I was Scott
Otis Toole
30 years. 30 years.
The corner, 30 years. And you had to go blow it up.
And they had to put my face on TV. You couldn't cut that little faggot's head off.
It was a free for all before fucking Brendan Walsh's son got kidnapped. dude. And then they motivated that guy to just change the world of child kidnapping. It was before the only thing thwarting child kidnappers was a fucking milk carton.
Yeah,
that was the best you had.
You had to be like a millionaire or a billionaire.
Yeah,
to fund like a campaign to get your shit. Yeah. Shit about your kid.
And I mean, yeah, seriously, what were they going to do? How would a child even tell anybody? They have to like go and tell their dad, and their dad would be like, "No, you were not raped.
You were not raped,
young man. You're not in my house. Go to your room."
That was like the 50s.
Yeah, that was it. That was your life. You were just raped, and nobody believed you. Your dad called you a faggot. They said you're possessed by the devil.
Yeah,
and that's that.
Well, I mean, go be an artist. When you leave New York and you do a road gig, and there's always like a lost Amber Alert, a lost kid. And there's a big poster of like a lost. And you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Like, I feel terrible. This kid looks like a kid. Yeah. You know what I mean? But am I supposed to now like turn the car in reverse and like stop every fucking car that I see?
The text alerts are so weird in New York. It's like everyone in New York gets a text to look out for this kid.
Yeah.
And it's like you look at your phone and then you just look at the walls. Like, nope, not here.
If everybody followed that advice, like there would be seven deaths.
Yeah.
I love how Yonder and the Yonder bag is single-handedly fighting the Amber Alert. I love it.
The Yonder bag?
Yeah, you lock up your cell phones at comedy shows now?
That's right. That's the Yonder bag.
Yeah. And you can't go get him. Pete Davidson, wasn't he just in the news? Because
he asked people to sign $1 million NDA.
Apparently that's a formality, though, I hear a lot of people use, and they're just like kind of
latching on to
him. Because I had the same reaction because he's clickbait. And then I was like, oh, you get a certain, when you get to a certain point at headliner, you make everyone sign that contract. I don't think I'm at that point. so I will not be signing $1 million contract in Vancouver this week.
Really? Is there other people that have that type of agreement? I know there have been ones where you've had to sign like with Chappelle or Louis. I don't know. Maybe that's a thing and they're just pulling out specific lines to make it look worse than it is.
I have a feeling that that's the case.
If that's the case, that's kind of fucked up. But then they should just say that. I mean, or they should just say, all right, yeah, you can tweet about the show. Who gives a fuck? Like, that's a stupid thing.
But it's all clickbait, just the same with that people that tried to go after Louis for the Auschwitz joke this weekend.
What was the Auschwitz joke? I don't know.
He did a show in Tel Aviv, and he said, I'd rather be in Auschwitz than New York City. And that was the story.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then the second part of that joke was now, not when it was open.
Right. Oh.
And he did well. In fact, we had a fan tweet us that they were at the show and it killed.
I mean, that's like a funny joke.
Yeah.
You're just hanging out at a museum.
The clickbait is, you know, that he tells Holocaust joke in Israel and then you click on it. It's like, oh, no, yeah, he told a joke.
Even if there was not the second part, it's still pretty funny.
Yeah, it's...
And it sounds like it's just a crowd work line. Now, you know... But, I mean, who cares?
And also, he did it in Tel Aviv, which is ballsy. It's not like he did it, you know... In some fucking like Kentucky club or some shit, you know.
I mean that's the thing. Their context means something. And actually, it sort of reminded me of this thing, which we were going to talk about last week, but I guess it's better. I'll talk about it now. So, all right, there was I did Kill Tony a while ago with Michael Bisping. Pull this up. I told you to pull it up last week, Nate. So I don't remember the kid that was talking shit on Kill Tony. And I don't like talking shit. What'd you say?
To Michael Bisping?
No. He's talking shit. He's talking shit after the fact about me on Kill Tony again. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
Somebody sent me the clip. All right, so yeah, I guess play it first. Okay, so he does a set on Kill Tony. He's on again. So okay, play.
She does comedy.
Yeah,
and she's also an audio engineer.
Oh, who's more successful out of the two of you with the comedy?
I'm guessing the audio engineer.
We did this last time, and the guests yelled at me. I don't know if you remember that. I'm more successful than she is.
Oh, boy. That's weird.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't. Who was the guest? Who got mad at you?
Well, if you don't remember.
Louis Gomez.
Louis J. Gomez.
Oh, yes.
Louis.
Oh, Louis Gomez.
Yeah.
Luigi.
You don't remember that? Then when we switched seats, I sat there. He went on the stage, said the N-word about 10 times, and his fans clapped like it was a good thing.
Yeah, how do you forget that?
So brave.
That's right.
That's when you really got fans, is when you can just say racial slurs, and people are like, we love you. Like, okay.
I've made a career out of this.
So that's it. That's fine for
now. Move it.
Holy shit, they got Russell Peters.
Who is this kid? Who the fuck is this kid? Find out.
It wasn't too
scathing.
His name
is Mr. Perceptive.
To be fair, it wasn't too scathing.
Who is this kid with eyes, ears, and a very even-keeled opinion on things?
Who only moderately butchered your name.
Who is this?
Let's ruin his life.
I'm not ruining anything. No, Cucks, no. Let me explain something, okay? This is my fucking problem, okay? I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck about this kid. I would never mention him in a million years.
Yeah.
He goes on Kill Tony, which is a substantially larger platform than this, and names me by name.
Is it?
And yeah, Kill Tony?
Yeah.
Kill Tony's huge.
It is huge.
Huge
right?
show. Okay.
Yeah, whatever,
and names me by name. And then also, might I add, it sounds like he's just nailing what I do. Completely mischaracterizes what fucking happened.
By the end of this, you like realize you're in love with him. Like this is the story.
I want him to be on the network. So if we could get him on the horn, no, here's the problem. Okay.
Plus, he's got a chance to impress Russell Peters.
Yeah.
He's, that's like telling Dave Grohl you got in a fight with Drowning Pool.
Man.
Yeah, that's good.
God damn. That's
so,
a reference machine over
here's
here.
What he's talking about, okay? He was on Kill Tony the last time, and I think he bombed. I don't know. You can go, you guys can go back and watch it. I think he bombed here as well. So the kid's fucking uncomfortable as fuck on stage, and he goes up, and, you know, yeah, on Kill Tony, I just trash people. So that's what he's saying. Yeah. I yelled at him. Like, I just trash him. What happened was he said that he has a half-hour Comedy Central special. Now, he doesn't have a half-hour Comedy Central Presents. He has some other shit that's, like, presented by Comedy Central. But he said that, and then I saw it over the top.
Like the stand-up presents thing?
Some shit, right? Yeah. So I saw it over the, top flipping out about how he's got a half-hour on Comedy Central, and I can't get a minute on Comedy Central. Right. And I'm overdoing it. I'm playing it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to play the heel.
So that's what I'm doing, right? So then... he goes, Tony says something like, you can't get a minute on Comedy Central, but you can get a minute here. You want to go up? And Tony puts me on the spot to go up. So then I go up. And yeah, for a full minute, I not only say the N-word, I say every word you could possibly say. And I just rattle them off. There's no jokes. I'm just the... Which is... What's funny about it, you dumb fucking bitch, is the fact that, yeah, I'm bitching about how I can't get time on Comedy Central. And then I go do that. That's what the joke is. The whole joke about it is, and everyone else gets it, except for this kid. Everyone in the room gets it. Everyone on the panel gets it. This guy obviously doesn't fucking understand it. But for him to come out, I won't even say his name. You're right. But for him to come out and fucking trash me on Kill Tony, I mean, this is obviously what he wants.
What if we get the footage of it and it's seriously like you just having a mental breakdown and you just going, Edward. And it's like you're like Rain Man, Dustin Hoffman go to like word.
Dude, they have to make a video with you and Kramer back to back. Luis J. Gomez, joke thief.
Yeah, but
joke thing. That's a Zag attack. What the fuck?
That would have been a Zattlesnake, to be honest.
A Zattlesnake.
But it's like, what am I supposed to do now? And you're right, and that's the reaction. It's like, well, now I shouldn't trash him and name this kid by name, but he's literally going on a podcast naming me by name, and I'm just not supposed to say anything. That's the problem, where you go, oh, because he doesn't have fucking fans or anybody to fucking defend him, and he's gonna people are gonna call him a stupid bitch. I'm supposed to not say anything about this guy?
I mean, that's your own decision.
It's crazy. It's fucking crazy.
You can get off on I give mercy.
I do give mercy to this fucking pussy.
Yeah.
I fucking hate him. But why would you do that? Why would you go out and fucking, especially where it's like.
It wasn't too, I thought it was going to be what?
It's not
worse.
Scathing. But
you always think that it's going
to
be worse.
It's not that it's super scathing. What it is him taking a moment to purposefully name me by name and to, you know. Dude, go fucking bomb. But if you want to bomb, bomb. You know what I'm saying? But don't act like the audience is only laughing at me because they're, you know, they're only laughing at the N-word or whatever it is. You just don't fucking get it because you're not funny.
My thing is like, just like, if you're doing like, if you're already doing like a Comedy Central taping, you should either be a judge on Kill Tony or not.
I agree. You should.
You know, like,
the point that I made to the guy that night was, I was like, why are you even doing this? You should be above it technically. And the reality was, number one, he didn't have a real Comedy Central special. I wish I knew what he had. I forget what it was.
I even feel weird because I'll sometimes say Comedy Central special because I did a half hour and I'm like, but is that a should I say the half hour?
Yeah, you can say a half hour special. Or you say Comedy Central special.
Either one I guess, but I'm like, isn't it a special when it's an hour? I don't know how
sort of
it works.
I don't know if there's any true definition.
It's not really an eye roller, but it's one of those.
Yeah, but I, you know, so now, yeah, I have to just take it. I have to let people just talk shit, and I have to go, like, all right, cool, you can go on a larger podcast than this one and trash me, and I have to not say anything. It's crazy.
Do you want to know what he did on Comedy Central?
What did he do?
He did, what is it? Kevin Hart Presents The Next Level.
Oh.
No.
He was on that.
Wow.
Was it on TV?
On Comedy Central. It's listed on IMDb.
Oh, so.
Was it on television? Was it a half? If it was a half hour that appeared on Comedy Central on television, an actual half hour, then I'll say that he could say that he had a half hour Comedy Central special.
It's not. It looks like a showcase.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a showcase.
I know. It's a showcase in Montreal.
But I don't.
They taped it, but it was supposed to be released on a digital platform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's one of those things.
So he's a liar.
Where
he's a fucking liar. That's what he is. At least
I'm
honest.
There's a documentary for 2/3 of it. When I did like an MTV kind of documentary thing. That wasn't a special. They captured maybe two of my jokes, you know?
I have no idea. It doesn't matter, though. I wouldn't even be mentioning this guy if he didn't go and talk shit on the show now. So now I have to decide whether or not I am a good person and not going to go trash this fucking guy, you know, or whatever. I mean, it doesn't even fucking matter. Sure. Fine. He's right. That's what I did. I just say the N-word on stage, and that's why people fucking come out and see me. Actually, but you want to know something? You know how difficult it is to get laughs with the N-word?
Yeah.
Do you know how difficult it is?
Yeah,
he did Kevin Hart show. He knows.
He laughs with N-words. It's nearly impossible.
That's why I only use it in anger in the privacy of my own home.
I only do it when I'm trying to make people hurt.
Yeah.
It's my whole story.
It's not exactly easy anymore, you fucking asshole. So how about you can try to go do it?
What's his name?
I'm not going to say it. Fuck it. Should I just say it? I should just say it.
No, I think it's better to leave it.
I should just say his fucking stupid fucking bitch name. Ooh. Ooh.
Gary Shandling. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. When it's a chick, I can't. Like, every time a chick, I have to be like, all right, because my fans would be like, I hope you get raped.
Right.
And then they get to go like, look, I'm getting rape threats. But there's not a rape threat. I'm getting sick of having to make that argument. I'm getting sick of it because it's hard. It's hard out there.
Yeah.
You know, to defend rape threats. It's a fucking uphill battle.
Yeah, nobody's for me, jumping. it's like the firemen, the police, and then Luis Gomez. And that's only when they were in 9/11, not like the regular amount of time.
To defend, you know, young men making rape, threatening rape comments, I'll say that much, against women, that's a tough sell. And nobody's jumping on my side. So now I got to fucking fight this battle alone. Understand, it's difficult for me.
Wow, I haven't gotten any of those threats.
Because, Chloe, they like you.
Yeah, well, it depends how you look at it, you know? You
also look like you just say, all right, fuck me.
Yeah, you could just say,
just give it a minute.
Did I get raped or did I get laid?
I like it.
Fine, I'm lonely.
She becomes like B. Arthur when that happens.
All right, get in here.
After that right, you're going to take a hard left.
Oh, shit. I mean, whatever. Louis C.K., Tel Aviv. That's fine. Those are dumb jokes. When you're provocative or you're a comedian that says anything with balls, that's not even mildly offensive compared to shit that people are doing that I've heard.
That whole thing was so fucking... Even the first time they recorded him was so fucked up.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
Yeah, don't come fucking see him. All you gotta do is not see him. Yeah. You know?
The article about it, they did share the Skankfest video again.
Did they?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Wow. Fuck yes. No.
Rape! 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 On the first fucking date!
This is the article itself, and then... Here's it.
Look at that. The wow. crowd goes wild.
Great.
Here's a shot of Louis at the modern Auschwitz.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Louis C.K.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty goddamn awesome. I'm out there changing the world one day at a time, baby boys.
I would go to Auschwitz.
Would you go to Auschwitz?
Yeah, because I'd get really skinny.
Auschwitz? Is it Auschwitz or Auschwitz? You are really skinny, Chloe. You can't get any skinnier.
I want to look sick.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I like it.
I went to the Holocaust Museum in DC, and it's really fucking obviously it's real dark, you know. Mm. But they give you the name of like somebody who like either and you find out whether you perished in the camp or like what survived.
I forget who I was. Name?
The mission.
Yeah.
Is it like a big museum? Is it huge?
It's not huge, like, but it's like big
exhibits?
Enough.
Is there like a dinosaur exhibit?
There's. And then,
like, there's like a, like, you know, you have like a moon thing where they talk about the moon. And then they have the sad
juice.
It's
a planetarium.
Yeah, dude.
We're going to check out.
You pan for gold teeth.
Yeah, we're going to. We're going to check out this exhibit on Dachau, and then we're going to check out the marine life you can't see.
You know? 1,000 feet down.
Dr. Mengele's bounce house.
Yeah, is there like a Rob Zombie fucking movie?
Is there fun parts of the Holocaust Museum?
No. Because
I would not want to bring my son to this museum.
No.
He's a child. He wants to have fun. He doesn't want to fucking sit here and, you know, stare at pictures of, you know.
Also, I mean, Puerto Rico's already going through a rough time, you know, so he's got that.
Oh, wow.
Thing to... But we went. I mean, I went to go show him all of the tragedy in Puerto Rico and the damage from the hurricane. They're just staying at the Hilton the whole time, just having a blast. Huge pool. We ate delicious food, mofongo, tres leches. It was really quite the experience.
Yeah.
I wanted to take him to fucking help.
Right.
We were trying to fucking give out toilet paper rolls and bottles of water for our cousins.
Yeah, that helped them.
Our cousins.
That helped.
They asked for guest passes for the hotel. He said, no fucking way, crazy. Oh my God. Your fucking mind. I'm taking my family, my Christmas gift to them this year is going to be, I'm renting them a villa in Jamaica.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's very nice.
It's happening. Booked it last night. I'm so excited to go back.
You and your son and...
Me, my son, his mother, my sister, her husband, my niece who's four, and... my aunt Ana Maria, who's never left the country.
Wow.
Never left the country, 82 years old.
Man.
I forget what the last years of her life, I want to show her some cool experiences. And she went on this big family vacation last year to Disney World. We went and-
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that.
No, not for an 82-year-old woman. She's in a fucking wheelchair the whole time. We're just pushing around. She doesn't like rides. Yeah. She's just sitting there.
She's always on one.
Her whole... her whole experience the whole time is being wheeled around in a wheelchair in 100-degree heat. And spraying a water bottle right. on her face.
Well, I feel like at that age, you just want to like, oh, I want to see the ocean.
Yeah.
Like simple shit.
Yeah.
Can she I wants just to, like, be around grass?
Just think about her 82 years on this earth as she stares out at the water.
That's enough life, man.
Yeah.
80 years, that's enough life.
So then leave my aunt alone. She's living forever, cocksucker. Fuck you. Your wife's going to die. How about that?
Jesus.
Your beautiful
Christ.
Wife's going to probably die young.
Jesus Christ.
Probably
Don't
during childbirth.
Don't
I'm sorry.
That.
You fucking
Don't
went after Anne Marie. Don't go after Anne Marie. Don't you ever talk about my Aunt Anne Marie like
sorry,
that.
I'm sorry. I won't. Don't talk about my wife like that.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry, dude. Fine. I'm sorry. You're sorry. What if we have
Let's just name this kid's name.
What if we have my Aunt Anna Maria and your wife make out now to make it all good?
Oh my God.
Just deep, passionate kissing.
Oh, looks like Drag Me to Hell.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, so I'm renting a villa, and it's going to be fucking pretty goddamn incredible. I'm excited about it.
That should be nice.
And that's the way with like you get slaves.
Yes, that's where I get my own personal slaves.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a chef. I have a groundskeeper. There's no reason for a groundskeeper. It's just a slave. I mean, you literally like, hey, fix the flowers and the cotton garden or whatever they have. I have no idea.
I looked
for a cotton garden in the liner notes on Airbnb. I was like, if they have a cotton garden, I will feel truly like a slave
I thought it was
owner.
Like a cotton field.
I guess they just garden.
They had to like, oh, let's get rid of the field part, and then no one will remember slavery.
It's a small garden.
It's called a funtation.
It's a funtation.
Ah, shit. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's my Christmas gift. And then I get all of them out of the way with one quick swipe. That's that.
You know, that sounds like you're going to kill them all.
Yeah.
I hit the fucking...
I get them all out of the way.
That's I the tell you, going to separate places during Christmas and Thanksgiving is a real pain in the ass.
Oh, no, we're not going during Christmas. I'm buying them as a Christmas gift and we're going in February.
Oh, okay.
So, when it gets as cold as it possibly can be.
Is it a surprise?
No, I had to make sure that they were all going to get their passports and have everything. Only my aunt needed her passport.
Yeah.
But I had to make sure that everyone was cool with this before I did it.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
To get a passport, especially if you're in your age.
Yeah, but I'm going to get my aunt high. We're going to sit there and listen to reggae music on the beach. Dude, the fucking villa is gorgeous. I'm going to send you pictures to show on the next show. It's like the beach. It's a private beach, like all surrounded by rocks. It's fucking...
It's great.
My niece might die in these rocks.
Oh my God.
There's a chance. They look dangerous, but fuck it. We're going to party. Oops. Thank you.
God, it's bad out there.
What are you getting your wife for Christmas?
It's like one of those things where I had an idea and then she was just like, this is the shit I want. And I was like, I'm just going to go with that.
What you want?
Like some, like, handbag.
What kind? Oh.
Forget.
She really is hot, huh? She's a hot dummy. I want a new handbag.
She's not a dummy.
I'm kidding. I love you.
I know, but you still got to do that boss. As a husband. You got to do that.
She's not going to listen. If she listens to this, she's dedicated.
No. She's, but like, no. Yeah, but it is definitely not like the college, like the poor college boyfriend gift where you're like, here's a mixtape and a collage of the times you went to the student union together.
I couldn't imagine
some
a
bags
handbag.
Or something, or some jewelry. I forget what the fuck it is.
Even that, if I couldn't date a woman who would want jewelry. Like there has to be more of a function than something sparkly hanging off their neck.
Well, they like it. It looks good.
It's just something sparkly hanging off their neck. It's,
I know,
it's,
but like,
it's,
we don't need things. Guys don't need things in the same way.
Yeah, they do. Think. Like, you know.
Like, do you like a nice watch? I do like a nice watch, but I fuck it up and I'm ready to get one.
Yeah, I like a nice watch, but there's there's functionality there to it. It's also a watch for a man is the one thing that sort of like ties the outfit together. Whereas I think that, yeah, a fucking little dangly necklace doesn't
but
do anything.
But it's not for us. It's for other girls.
They got another
man.
Dangly necklace. They already have dangly necklaces.
It's for other girls. It's to like, you know, look good for other girls.
I just think. Fucking, she saunters in, walks up to my 82-year-old aunt. She's like, you like this? Oh,
yeah. I Google guys' watches. I've done that.
Why do you do that?
If I'm like on a date with a dude.
And to see how much
watch,
he spends on his
like,
watch?
I just look at the watch and just Google it. I'm like, nah.
Like, fuck, I ain't getting shit from this Timex.
Yeah.
I don't need to Google a Timex. I'm not retarded.
Yeah, I think that that's the thing. Like, if I'm dating a chick... What did I get Kim last year for Christmas? I got her an Equinox membership.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty fucking...
That's a commitment.
A six-month Equinox membership.
That's like $200 a month.
Yeah, it's a gift for me more than anything else, to be honest.
Oh, yes.
Keep it tight. Keep it high and tight, Kim. That's what I was saying.
Wow.
Hell yeah. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's always got to be something a little more functional. You know, something to it. And it's fine, but I'm just saying I would have a hard time dating a girl that would want a piece of jewelry for, like, an experience is something. You know what I'm saying? Like, go on a trip or, like, do something together.
We may do that, too, but that's just
no,
that's
you're
a whole
not,
other
dude. Now, like, he's
that.
Trying to make it seem like it's more meaningful now because I'm trashing the jewelry.
I mean,
like, no,
Christmas
we're gonna go
isn't meaningful. I'm not, I've said that before. I mean, the whole thing is, like, it has less meaning as you get older. You just realize this is
Is that...
That's
going to change for you as soon as you have kids. Because
I have kids, yeah.
Oh, you're not going to have kids?
Well, that's the thing is you get to see your kid open presents, which is like, I hear that's like the next level thing.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Watching my kid open presents and get excited about things. And yeah, it's the best. I got a little niece. I mean, I go way overboard with the kids. These kids have the best fucking lives ever. They get so much shit. It's crazy.
Yeah. There just is in a pile in the room.
It's just, I mean, just fucking, ooh, I also want to almost trash the company that they sent me a toy train instead of my Christmas tree. I'm so angry. And they're like, send us a toy train back and then we'll issue you the Christmas tree. It's going to take 7 to 10 days. I'm like, I'm not getting my Christmas tree a week before Christmas, you fucking assholes.
Yeah. I'm allergic, so we use like a plastic white tree, but now we're not going to, now there's just a bunch of fucking like little Santas around the house and shit.
It's at no tree.
Polar
what
bear.
A sad fucking
crew. Santa's around the house.
A little sad. I think it's just my, like, this outfit that I'm wearing like a trucker hat.
You look like young Santa Claus.
Yeah, I do. I say that as a reference in one of my fans. Like, Zach and I have the same look today.
This is like the movie of young Santa Claus before he realizes the spirit of Christmas and he becomes Saint Nick.
Or it's he like goes from the Vietnam War to becoming Santa. I got to make up for what I did over there.
He's working on a crab boat. He's like, drop me off at the North Pole.
Okay, so you're saying I got to deliver to the gooks. You're telling me.
It's always like a Batman or Nick Nolte voice for a Vietnam vet. Yeah. That must suck if you have like a high, like cheery voice and you went to Vietnam. You're like, yeah, I'm a vet. Like, oh yeah, I did things I really regret. You had Joe Mackey's voice and you were a Vietnam vet.
Joe Mackey
Vietnam
vet. I still hear the voices.
Yeah. I didn't know they were kids. We thought it was, we didn't know it was a schoolyard.
Oh, shit.
I could be a good vet then.
Yeah, you do have vet voice.
I lost a lot of good men out there.
I just moved to Williamsburg. Feels like home. Yeah, so.
Does your kid do Elf on a Shelf?
He does it at home with his mom. He's got his little
but
elf.
But it's not a big, is it a big deal, like Santa level?
I don't know if he believes that this fucking elf is really moving around. I just want to tell him, like, James, you don't really believe in this elf, do you? What? Like, you know the elf, like, we just move it around every day. But I think now, because he's a smart kid, I think he's sort of. He brought up last year, he said, is Santa real? Because some kids have mentioned at school. Yeah. And I told him, I literally said to him, I was like, those kids are Jewish. They are not. Santa doesn't exist for them because they are Jews. That's kabish. We good? We good? Yeah, go back there. You tell him, get the fuck out of my face, Jew. No, I told him that that Santa doesn't exist for those kids because they don't believe. And it was a great moment where I was like, holy shit, that should be written down in a parenting fucking book that's what you say is the perfect fucking thing to say back to a child. But I think you started
because he still wants to believe. That's
yeah, of course. You have the kids. Let them be kids for as long as possible. Let them believe in magic
to a point.
This is why I'm torn right now.
You don't want them to be like 17 and like, you know.
I want my son to
believe in Santa.
I just want him to be innocent for as long as possible.
Yeah, Santa for condoms.
Santa for condoms.
Well, there was like we were, you know,
Santa definitely goes raw, man.
There's no movies. Yeah, and you know what that means. Mrs. Claus is barren, okay? Because he's been fucking dumping loads in that bitch for, I mean, years. And there's no kids. That's the sadness they don't talk about with Mrs. Claus is like every night she goes to bed looking at these fucking midget munchkins that work in the toy shop wishing that she had real children she could raise.
Or those are kids.
No, they're not her kids. Even more fucked those up. Are not her kids, dude. Those are not human.
It's a rough. They should make a horror movie where it's like an elf and you think it's like a Chinese kid in an iPhone factory, but then it's like an elf in Santa's workshop, you know?
Oh, yes.
And it's them getting them uprising against Santa.
There's a really bad one called
Is it the same shit that
No,
described?
It ties into like Nazi occultism, and they said that the elves or something that like the Nazis were trying to resurrect, and it's a mall.
Actually, I think that's true.
Mall Santa has to stop them, and it's a guy that played Grizzly Adams.
Wow,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, my son, he believes in magic at this point, and I'm torn because I've been teaching my son magic tricks because when I was a young man, I used to really like to do sleight of hand magic and close up magic, and I've been teaching him some stuff, and part of me like was torn because number one, I want him to believe in magic. You know, you want him to believe that you know that stuff's real for as long as possible. But then number two, I don't want my kid to be a fucking nerd. Like, there's no kid who's doing magic that's going and crushing puss and going in like
rape.
That was actually it was an accident, but that actually was appropriate in that moment. There's no kids that are raping that are magicians. Maybe it is a good thing. Maybe if I teach him magic, maybe that's the only thing that's kept me from raping in life is the fact that I did sleight of hand magic as a kid, and that pulled me over to the side of nerd. Enough, because I'm on the line, baby boy. So maybe it pulled me over the line enough.
What nerdy stuff is there about you?
Yeah.
Nerdy?
Yeah, like what's like a nerd? I mean, I guess you could make the argument that like if you know a lot about any sport, it's like a nerd thing.
I don't
but
know
it's
anything
like,
about any sport.
Yo, you know a ton about fucking MMA.
Nope.
Yes, you do.
I really don't. I'm really just sort of a cash at this point.
Oh, really?
I mean, I don't know how I got there. I have no idea where I'm at and what I do.
Yeah, what it quantifies as a nerd? Because when someone's like, oh, I'm a nerd, and I'm like, well, what do you mean? He goes, oh, I know everything about the Yankees. I'm like, well, that's
just
not a nerd.
Knowing everything isn't, it's a little bit autistic-y. For the problem is this, ready? If you know something, if you know everything about a certain subject, more than likely you are a nerd. That doesn't make you a nerd. I'm just saying more than likely it's that type of autistic personality type that would become obsessed with something that isn't, they're not involved with like that. You know, like, that, I think it's really nerdy to like sports, but, you know, you could be obsessed with the fucking Yankees and know everything about the Yankees. Yeah. There'll be a guy that goes out and like, you know, I'm sure there's fucking Italian guys from Staten Island that could be on the Jersey Shore that are nerds like that for Yankee shit. I wouldn't call them nerds, right?
Right.
I'm saying I did sleight of hand magic when I was a kid. I was in the chess club. I was in drama society.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. Yeah.
Wow.
You had a very similar high school experience to me.
Yeah. I was, let me think, what else? I was in a rock band.
Did you sing or you play?
I played drums, awesome. Which was a little less nerdy, but what else?
You've done that Josh Adam Myers show where you played drums.
I read all the Harry Potter books.
I haven't read those.
I mean, overall, but
have you shown him your kid yet or no? Or is he too young?
He's too young to really get it, but I wouldn't call myself, you know, nerdy, but my problem is my kid's not growing up with the same sort of rough upbringing that I grew up with. I'm not punching my kid in the face every day and threatening him with violence, and he's not in an environment that's really, you know, poverty stricken with neighbors that are fucked up and crazy, and those kids are abused, and like I dealt with a lot of like abuse from not only my family but like in my neighborhood. I was the only brown kid in my neighborhood of white kids,
right?
So I was just constantly being like abused for being brown, being called you know every word you could possibly imagine. So that sort of made me a little tougher and a little bit harder.
Right.
You know, and he doesn't have any of that.
When did you stop giving a shit about like the racial slurs?
What do you mean?
Well, because you said you grew up in a rough neighborhood and people were calling you everything. Was there a point where you're like, all right, I really don't give a shit? Or am I going to fight everyone?
It was way, way, way later. Because I really gave a shit. Like, if you said the N-word in front of me, I'd try to fight you when I was a kid. Like, when I was, like, 17, 18 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Even in the context of just, like, you know, just trying to be funny, I get very, like, what the fuck? What's wrong with you? And it was because I was literally called that by, like, family members and people in my neighborhood in a very, like, fucked up, violent way. You know, like, I mean, these kids would literally beat the shit out of me. Yeah. I saw a comment on a YouTube video, and some kid was like, I grew up on Benson Street with Luis J. Gomez. I don't know who this kid is, but it was some video. I think it was on my
special.
He's
like, I'm sorry for beating your ass. I mean,
no, but he described my block, and I never realized it, but he was like, dude, Benson Street was a mix of Puerto Ricans and Nazis. Dude, he nailed it. And he was like, it was just a con, like, there was all these kids who would, like, dress like fucking Nazis and be in, like, army shit.
Really?
And then, not literal Nazis, but yeah, they, like, there was a couple kids who were straight up into, like, Nazi shit, like German fucking, like, Joe Salentano, I think it was his name. He was into, like, Nazi memorabilia and shit. There was a few kids who were really into military
That's
shit.
That's always a red flag for me. Like, somebody had always told me, he's like, no, you can buy, like, Nazi artifacts and be like, just, you know, a story. And I'm like, are you a museum?
Yeah.
Like, because if I had any that type of money, like, my first purchase
that is actually a section
skeleton.
Of the Holocaust Museum is Nazi artifacts. That makes
that
sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but that was the environment that I grew up with, which is interesting because it was like these white kids who were very aggressive and they bullied me a lot. And me sort of wanting their acceptance and me wanting to, like, you know, just the only thing in the world I wanted was to be a fucking little white kid. My sister was white. Yeah. My mom was white. Everyone in my house was white. So that did a lot of fucked up shit to me growing up in terms of identity. But, you know, I come out of it on the other side and I look back and I think I have a different perspective on race than a lot of other people have. And that's why when white people, when that white guy in Kill Tony calls me fucking racist and acts like, it's like, motherfucker, you don't know my fucking journey. You have no idea what my path was with any of that shit.
Well, it's a so if, for you're, a fucking if you're a white guy, guy you
but
can't,
for a white guy
you can't call
to have
anybody.
The nerve to fucking act like I'm just going up there and just being racist and people are cheering that on, motherfucker, suck a dick. You don't know what the fuck I went through.
If you're a white kid and you go after any kid who's not as white as you, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
crazy.
It's crazy.
It's
that,
crazy.
That is crazy. I will
It's like,
admit.
You know, whatever, regardless. So the...
Wait, were you adopted?
No. I'm half Italian-Irish, half Puerto Rican.
But everyone else looked different?
But everyone else... My father was murdered when I was 4 years old, I was raised by the white side of my family. So I was... And I would have minimal contact with the Puerto Rican side of my family.
You go from, like, fucking... Like, the most dramatic thing... ever to a group of people who historically don't talk about anything.
Yeah, just
the
Catholic,
Irish,
but straight
just,
up.
Just fucking push it down inside. Yeah. Don't talk about it.
Straight up, real deal Catholic.
That's how Liz was conceived, actually.
You know, where it was like, you know, you don't say anything, you know. But to be honest with you, in a weird way, like, my family sort of, like, wasn't that. Even though we were Catholic, we just weren't really that way. But there was a lot of guilt for not being that way. You know, I'd walk around, like, as a kid, remember thinking at, like, six, being like, is there a God? And then having this internal struggle being like, oh, shit, God's listening to my thoughts right now. I'm going to burn in hell because I'm even questioning
that.
The fact that
I remember
there's
that.
A God. That's crazy on the most formative years of a child. That is a crazy thing
to do. It isn't if you
want to
run a business, and the Catholic Church has been doing that for a long time.
But it's a nutty thing to do. If you understand just, like, the type of confusion, the type of weird fucking journey you pull a little kid on where they don't understand how to process any of this shit, and to do that to them where they're feeling that type of guilt immediately, and they feel like they're going to burn in hell. Burn in hell. I remember at 6 or 7 years old, remember this clear thought, like, I'm going to burn in hell because I'm not thinking, you know, everything purely. It's fucked up, and what it does is over time it's a form of abuse in a weird way, but I think, you know, doing that to a child over time, it definitely causes them to push a lot of things down and to not be as open, and when you're not, therapy just in general, if you talk to a friend about a problem you're having, you feel better at the end of it, right? So to suppress anything and to make that sort of your go-to, I think it's a really damaging thing to do. This is way too fucking scary. I told you I'm the East Coast Joe Rogan now.
Well, yeah, I used to. I was like a morbid kid.
Right, right. Go ahead. What were you saying?
When I was little, I had to go to a therapist when I was like 8 because I kept like asking about what happens when I die.
Yeah.
And they're like, I was like, what happens? What happens? And then I had to go to a therapist and they're like, I was like, you can't help me. You're going to die too.
Holy shit. That's beginning.
And they're like, you're 8.
That's beginning of a fucking horror movie.
Yeah, that is dark.
Yeah, so then they just gave up.
And that was it?
Yeah, no.
Was it the last time you were in therapy?
Here I am, yeah. They say you need a higher level of care. That's what I get a lot.
Really? Okay. Are you
higher
up,
level of care?
What?
Are you fucked up psychologically?
I'm fine.
Dude, is that what you can say if you're a therapist and you can get out of shit?
Yeah, that just means that's go to rehab.
Life. Oh, okay.
Yeah, higher that's level of care, you know? Higher or people say get a dog, you know? It's either.
I say don't get a dog.
Yeah. Just everyone. Start with a plant. Mm. Move up.
Yeah, dogs are fucking...
It's a lot of work. Yeah. I have one. It's work.
My dog's going to die soon. I feel so bad.
Oh, no.
Shit.
I just feel bad, not even for me at this point. I feel bad for my son because he's now connected to this dog. But, you know, the other thing is, he's got to learn about death and stuff. And he has grandpa died a few years ago, but he wasn't like close. Yeah. He was in his life every day like that.
Yeah.
And he was younger, so he doesn't really have memories. So with the dog, it's like, you know.
The dog's going to be rougher than... Yeah, a lot of
rubbers.
Oh,
fuck yes, dude.
Is that a Zack attack or no?
It's a guest attack for that awesome fucking rough joke. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, but that's gonna be that is gonna be a tough form.
Yeah, but isn't that part of having pets for a kid? That's how you introduce.
Yeah. I'm gonna make him bury him. Himself. We give him a shovel.
Well, but be like, you still believe in Santa. Don't ever stop believing in Santa as he digs this.
Oh, yeah. Fire. You know what? Santa's watching. If you don't bury this dog,
you're going to hell.
You're going to go to hell. Santa's watching and he's going to send you to hell. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's it. You know, what do you even do with it? What would you do right now? I have a Jack Russell Terrier.
Oh.
What is the protocol? When your dog dies.
Do you have to give it to the
I think you have to. There's a legal thing. You're not allowed to bury dead dogs in the New York City grounds.
No, you have to. I think you have to get it cremated.
Burn it.
I think you can call animal control.
What are they doing in the hood? There's no way they're doing what you're supposed to do. So where are these pit bull bodies going?
Oh.
Wait until they open up a new Target. We found 30,000 pit bull bodies.
Where are these pit bull bodies going?
Heights.
What are these Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, and blacks doing with their bodies? They're not calling animal control. They're not getting them cremated. They're not spending the $100 or whatever. I'm telling you right now, there's no fucking way that it's happening.
And in all fairness, what kind of people are these dogs going to haunt?
Seriously. Where the fuck are these dogs going, Shannon? What is the first thing you do?
So I found this article with all the steps that you should take. The first thing is assess the situation. Are you sure that your dog has passed away?
That's hilarious.
Nope, just napping.
False alarm.
I think people have had to do that with me a couple times.
And then contact your veterinarian.
That's a middleman. There's no reason to contact the vet. The vet's going to go, cool.
I think that's if you want a cremation or a burial by the veterinarian.
Okay.
But there's also then handling the body. And it says to use gloves, obtain a blanket, towel,
what
or
type
bed
of gloves?
Sheet.
Like just like
plastic ones.
Okay. All right.
Just so you're not like transferring bacteria and gross shit.
Oh, yeah.
You have to do it quickly, too, or the fucking dog's going to be all stiff and
rigor mortis. It says that the body begins to decompose immediately after death.
Beth. Go ahead. Sorry.
Then file the serial number off your gun.
Sure.
Throw it in a lake away from your house.
This is how to bury them.
So what do you... All right, so you buy a bone saw.
A bone saw.
You buy a bone saw.
Sounds worse than a regular saw.
Let's see. You wear gloves upon handling the body. Bodily fluids are often released. Goddamn right. This is my mom.
Two-person job.
You may wish to clean the areas around your dog's mouth, genitals, and anus. If you notice fluid or waste, additional body fluid and waste might be released when the body is moved. Obtain a blanket, towel, or sheet that is large enough to wrap around the body. Also one that you don't want to probably bring back into your house. Give a heavy-duty plastic trash bag. This would be a good hefty commercial. Hefty. Wimpy. And then the fucking dog's carcass just spills out with shit. And fucking.
Yeah. The first trash bag can't hold the dead pets.
Yeah.
And then they have the. We're going to be dead dogs, a glad
there's
bag.
There's six dead dogs in this glad bag.
You walking by your kids playing. And you go like this. And then when the dogs fall, they all go.
This is the worst pinata ever.
If you do a shitty garbage bag, it's just like dog legs poking through the bag, like just tearing through everywhere. It's not going to be good. So let's see. if possible, tie the bag to secure knot or tape it close. All right, keep on going. We get ahead of close a bag. What a fucking dumbass.
Ooh,
a man should be kept in a freezer or refrigerator until burial, cremation, or arrangement takes place. I'm not putting my dead dog in the fridge.
Mm-mm.
It's not happening. Hopefully, sport dies during the wintertime, because if we could just literally leave him in the backyard, it's good. I'm burying your
Jack
dog.
Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Yes.
Certain areas prohibit the burial of pets. So yeah, this isn't a very good. I'm talking about legally in New York City. Am I allowed to bury my dog?
Yes. Because
I don't think you are.
If you own the backyard, right?
On October 2011, there's no state regulations concerning burial of private property in New York. Okay, interesting. Okay, so fuck it.
So, what are you going to do?
Turn the courtyard into a pet cemetery?
This one right here?
Yeah.
What happened?
Harrington can sleep with
Bring
him.
Your pets. Dude, if we killed Harrington, buried him in a pet cemetery, and he came back, he'd be more productive. I guarantee you. He'd be a better version of Mike Harrington, even if he fucking was murdering people. Because at least he'd get something done. You know?
What happens if you buy a property and there's someone buried on the property? Can you get rid of the body?
Yeah. I wonder if you have to pay for it.
I wouldn't say.
Do you have to leave the grave?
I think the apartment we just moved into, like a 90-year-old woman like passed before we got in there. But
yeah.
So, and I'm still like stupid, and like I'll hear a noise, and I'll be like, "Is that her,
Gladys?"
Gladys. It always got to be like Gladys.
Yeah.
Ruthie Peppermint.
Yeah, it's never a fucking. Like a stripper name?
No, it's never a stripper name.
Yeah.
She's never hot.
Rarely. Rarely does a woman die of old age and you're like, she's fucking hot.
Goddamn.
Goddamn, doggy.
Can I say we've talked about this on the Scary Things segment on The Thing Is.
What have you talked about?
About how so many hookers and strippers have been murdered, but you never really hear about people seeing those ghosts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't try to crowbar your fucking podcast
Dan's
into this
gonna
podcast.
Dan's going to be on
this week, actually. Shannon, no.
I'm doing a media blitz for Yuck Yucks.
Same.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys also mind-melded today's show.
What was it?
The Argentinian student's parody of Barbie Girl. Okay, both of you guys mind meld really quick and describe at the same time, exact same time, what this subject is and what this topic is. And get the music going too, remember? You're supposed to do all that. It's the whole thing we're doing now, guys. Come on, grow the fuck up. And now we have to make our guests mind meld with each other.
We have to make what?
You have to mind meld.
Mind meld?
It's a new version of 69ing. It's fucking great.
Oh, with our brains. Sick.
All right, you ready?
He's playing the music right now.
They both brought this topic to the table, so Shannon and Nate have officially mind-melded. Shut the fuck up. Say the subject, both of you. Go.
Jews.
Oh.
No, wait, that wasn't the Jews.
We're just doing it in one way?
I thought we're trying to get to it.
No, you're not mind-melding. You're describing the topic that you mind-melded with.
Just thinking about Jews all the time.
Jesus Christ, Shannon.
Right. Argentinian students. Parodied Barbie Girl.
No, you're not supposed to read it at the same time. You're supposed to just describe it.
We're just so
you're mind melding.
We're looking at you, Lewis.
No way.
This is just happening.
What?
Parodied Barbie Girl as Nazi girl.
There's nobody who just actually mind melded 300 words in a row.
It happened.
He's repeating her like you do with your son when you don't want to play the game.
There is a video of
it. Let's see. What is this? Go. Let's see.
Argentina, they still got a few Nazis running around.
Mm. So what is this video? No good. They parodied Barbie Girl.
Yeah, they made it nuts. They submitted this at school.
Oh, Jesus. Look at the helmet.
And they got a pretty good mark. Anyway, here we go.
Hi, Joseph.
Hi, Adolf.
Do you want to go for a ride?
Sure, Adolf.
Jump in.
Nazi girl, the
Latin
ghettos, it's fantastic.
Oh, hell yeah.
You must behave or you are gonna die. Imagination, you are in our nation.
Come on, Jews, let's go camps.
I'm a Nazi girl.
Jesus Christ.
It's literally less production quality than Random's, than Random song they did on the show.
It's a tiny pool.
Oh, homosexuals too.
see some descent. I'm a black rainbow juice.
Here's the thing. If this was a college production or something, they'd be like, oh, they're like saying something. They're making a statement about
What was that? Where was that from? They were students?
That's Argentina. And they got given a 9 out of 10 for that. And this, the teacher...
N-E-I-N.
And the teacher who gave it to them was fired.
Oh.
Really? They fired the
Legitimately,
teacher?
Legitimately, yeah. They fired the teacher who gave them a good mark for that.
Well, that's crazy. What happened with the students?
I think they just got in trouble.
The chick was kind of hot.
Recording contract?
Hell yeah. That chick was pretty cute, right?
They're on the Cash Me Outside Girls label.
Yeah.
Is how old is Cash Me Outside Girl? Does she have age yet?
Her birthday's in March. She'll be 17 in March.
She'll be 17. March 26th, my sister's birthday.
I think it's like 16th or 17th.
26th.
No, this girl.
The 26th.
That's her birthday?
Yes, I'll bet you anything.
I think you're right because it's also my ex and my ex's mother's birthday. I think you're
it's
right.
It's my sister's birthday. It's my friend Liz Green's birthday.
Aries.
Oh. Days before my birthday.
Happy birthday.
April Thank 1st.
You. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you. I like how Shannon's letting me know everything. She knows everything about me. It's good.
I also called out Harry Potter as your nerdy thing earlier.
Exactly. What else do you know nerdy about me, Shannon? Not the way I fuck.
No, not that.
Fuck like a fucking beast.
How do you fuck like a nerd?
Oh, the kendama thing. That's pretty nerdy.
Oh, you put on a Darth Vader mask as a rave cheerleader? Zip, zip,
zip, zack. Yeah, I don't fuck like a nerd, but I don't really know if there's many other nerdy things that I do. That's probably it.
Kendama.
That's
nerdy.
Fidget spinners. Yeah. I get into these little things. You're right. Oh, Fortnite's pretty nerdy.
Yeah.
For an adult to play Fortnite, I would say that's
I've never
nerdy.
Played Fortnite.
Oh, I play a lot. I've been crushing it lately.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
And you Twitch stream it.
Is that nerdy?
Yes.
Guys, PR Rattlesnake on Twitch, follow me. I'll be back today. I'm going to buy a new controller. I think I'm going to be purchasing the highest end controller is. I'm really taking my Twitch streaming to the next level.
Is this some Puerto Rican villa?
Hell
shit,
yeah,
man!
It's happening. So you guys watch out for all that. So there's a store in Japan that is making their female employees wear a period badge indicating they're having their period. Now,
Jesus Christ,
this is disgusting. Not for them to do, but that women are still bleeding from their vaginas. I feel like we could put a man on the moon. We could fucking figure out how to make Tupac Shakur come back via
hologram.
Laser. Hologram. Why can't we figure out how to make women stop bleeding?
You can.
Kill them? I'm not killing women.
No, you get an IUD.
What's an IUD?
It's like a birth control that they put inside your vagina and it stays there for years.
And it doesn't. You don't get your period.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yes. Okay. Does it fucking make women all fat and bitchy about it, though? Because it's the problem with fucking birth control. I've never had a chick use birth control and they not complain about it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it makes me moody and it makes my pussy turn colors and like, I just can't do it. It just makes me fat.
Turn colors.
And I'm like, I would rather have a baby with you than listen to you complain about your fucking birth control woes. Yeah. Has there ever been a woman where birth control hasn't fucked with their system? Shannon. What about you?
Yes. There was one that I took, which was recalled afterwards.
Oh,
that
Jesus.
I started to get really bad headaches and like I could have died from a stroke.
Wow.
Aside from that, the one.
Fucking stroke. Hell yeah. Boom. Get in there.
The one before that, like made my skin very clear.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
See?
Was sometimes birth control is good, I guess.
Yeah, it can make you have easier cramps, like less cramps. Lose weight.
Mm. What about you, Chloe? What do you do for birth control?
I have an IUD.
You do have an IUD? Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, yes.
Let me see it. Prove it. Let me see your IUD. Who cares? I'm gay. I'm gay. I'm checking your IUD. I'm a gay doctor.
It's impossible.
I'm a gay doctor. Dr.
Blomus.
I just rewatched that video of that kid who pretended he was a gynecologist for like 2 years and didn't get away with it.
We all had that idea.
Yeah. Like 16. That's great.
We all had that idea.
And he was just like it looked like Doogie Howser.
Yeah. There was a guy, it's a Metzger joke, an old Metzger joke where he talked about the guy that he was a motel gynecologist, like roadside motel gynecologist.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
set up appointments and he just wasn't a doctor. And he got 2 years in prison. And he's like, that's all you get for that is 2 years. Fucking funny.
Well, there was a weird thing with that kid where patients were like, yeah, he was very professional. Like, sure. like it was, like, you know.
Yeah.
And if you watch the video, it's funny because he like doesn't answer any questions and he literally disappears into the trees afterwards. He like holds a press conference and then just leaves into a public park. Anyway, yeah. I think he got a couple of years. Maybe it's the same guy Metzger was talking about.
I mean, I would always assume somebody that is a gynecologist is a little bit of a creep. Like, yeah. Why would you ever just be like, I'm going to look into women's vaginas and assholes? Like, why would you ever do that unless you were a little bit weird? Like,
science.
Cancer?
No. Like, you still go, all right, dude, I'll go brain cancer, fuck it. You know, if you're trying to be a doctor that's doing good shit.
Yeah, but brain cancer's got to be that's the hardest, right?
If you're a doctor that's trying to do good shit in the world, you're not going to be a gynecologist. You're not going to be like a fucking, like an ear doctor. Like, fine, they're needed, but you're like, that's pretty low rung. You know what I'm saying? And if you're doing it,
I don't know. I think it's probably middle rung.
Yeah, I mean,
no, dude, we should listen. Call your
podiatrist.
If there were no gynecologists, there'd be no abortions.
That's a good point.
I mean, look, as a Christian conservative, I feel like it's probably a good thing. You know,
you get a lot more for a motel side abortion than just a check out one more time.
First step to an at-home abortion, Shannon. What is it? Let's look it up. Let's find out how you do it by yourself. Because here's the thing. I think there's certain things you don't need to actually do. That's sort of a waste of money. I feel like you could probably create an abortion-type scenario on home. They say don't go into a hot tub if you're pregnant. So just go to the hot tub. Go to the steam room for a while. Boil your baby inside of you.
God, man, imagine if that was the way to just get rid of every problem. Just go to the hot tub.
Go to the sauna.
Yeah, right.
It's rules.
IRS is trying to ruin your life. I just sit in the tub for a bit.
What a relaxing way to get rid of your baby, right? Hot tub it out. I mean, come on, doggy. Just have a spa day. A spa day is less expensive than an abortion. Abortion, what, $400 or $500? Average it at a nice spa. You can go to like Spa Castle out in Queens for like $100 for the whole day, get a treatment.
I mean, that kind of is a hot tub time machine.
Shannon, what's the first step to an at-home abortion? How do we do it? Because we got to wrap this one in a minute. And now there's people on the edge of their seats saying, we're thinking about this.
You invite over, you.
The only thing that's come up with is a medical abortion where you take a series of pills at home.
What pills?
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew, Tylenol, Excedrin, just really whatever you have in your medicine cabinet.
Isn't an abortion pill?
No, Shannon, I'm talking about... Shannon, how to give yourself an abortion without medical.
We want
shit.
Third trimester.
Yeah, and then all you need is like a fucking...
I don't like that they call it the DIY abortion.
I do like that.
You like you get that sweet abortion
DIY
scene.
Abortion. BYB, your own BIB.
KYOB.
KYOB. Oh, man.
These would all be Zattlesnakes. These would all be Zattlesnakes, every one of them.
Pew, pew.
It's a shame that mine's being used for evil.
It's true. There's got to be better. Or Knight, do they sell abortion kits on the Doc Web?
How would I know the answer?
He's
to
your
that?
Friend that goes on the dark web.
All right, I'll ask him later.
Could you please ask him?
I mean, these are every, and Shannon's right, every like home abortion you look up is all just pills. It's always just a series.
Yeah,
of pills.
I want a dangerous.
If this could still method. Be dangerous.
I want a dangerous method.
Bungee jump?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, fuck it. What are you going to do? All right, look, we're going to wrap this one. This has been a fun, fun show. Always fun. DSG, Chloe LaBranche. What a French name you have.
Thank you.
We're going to do our entire French episode featuring Chloe LaBranche. It's coming up soon. I do have a really good French accent. I really do.
Let's hear it.
No.
Okay.
I'm not giving it to you guys. You're not ready for it. No. Uh-huh. You want to hear my French accent? Yes, you do. That's
a German. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yes, I am from France. This is what I
can't do any accents.
You have a French last name, too.
Yeah, Saint-Germain.
Saint-Germain. From the Germain region of La Champagne.
Can you, what was that? What did you just say?
I didn't say anything. I can do mumble French.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday with two more incredible white guests. And just have a great week, guys. White power. Let's do it.
Jesus
bye.
Christ. I didn't say
C'est la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you.
That's all, folks.